London's Met Police beg pro-Palestine protesters to reconsider demo on Armistice Day. By Kurt Zindelka on November 7, 2023. The Metropolitan Police begged pro-Palestine activists to reconsider protesting on Armistice Day in London on Saturday but refused to prohibit the march. While other European nations such as France and Germany have banned some pro-Palestinian protests in light of Islamic terrorism and rising anti-Semitism across the continent, the Tory government of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has refrained from doing so, even as the nation prepares to mourn the fallen soldiers who died protecting Britain. Home Secretary Suella Braverman has been critical of the plans to hold an anti-Israel rally in the British capital and warned that if anyone were to vandalize the cenotaph, they must be put into a jail cell faster than their feet can touch the ground. However, she ultimately left the decision up to London's Metropolitan Police. In a statement released on Monday afternoon, the Met's Deputy Assistant Commissioner Ade Adela Khan said, "The risk of violence and disorder linked to breakaway groups is growing. This is of concern ahead of a significant and busy weekend in the capital. Our message to organizers is clear, please, we ask you to urgently reconsider. It is not appropriate to hold any protests in London this weekend." However, many criticized the police force for their pleas, with former Brexit Party MEP Martin Daubney saying, "I'm sure the kinds of people who wear Hamas paragliders on their clothing, shout jihad or threaten to kill veterans will respond to being asked not to protest." Brexit boss Nigel Farage noted that while the official Armistice Day celebration with the King laying a wreath at the cenotaph will be held on Sunday, he said it would still be disrespectful for any conflicting protest to be held over the weekend at all. "In our country, we have a significant number of people with whom we have no shared history, with whom we have no shared culture, and who it seems have absolutely no respect whatsoever for our ways, our customs, our traditions, or indeed our national act of commemoration," Farage said. "We are led by gutless people who allow events to overtake us," he added. Reclaim leader Lawrence Fox was also critical, telling The Express, "This is a deliberate goading of the population of all backgrounds who cherish our national story and those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Any non-British national partaking in this demonstration should be immediately deported, but the protest, however vulgar and disrespectful, should be allowed to go ahead." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.